Hallelujah. Again, let me tell you how thankful and grateful I am as your pastor to see you in the house of God midweek Bible study night. It's the Bible study night where the rubber meets the road and we learn more about the Word of God. Sundays are high times. And Tuesday nights are times where, like Isaiah said, come let us reason together. It's a family session. Praise God. Praise God. If you have your Bibles with you and you'd like to focus in the Word of God with us, we are looking upon 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse number 23. 1 Samuel chapter number 15 and verse number 23. Hallelujah. We're all going to be revived, rejuiced, turned loose. And back in the house of God Saturday night for prayer. Amen. Understand that even went real well this past Saturday night. The hour of power. That's what we call our prayer meeting. And for those of you that are not joining with us, Saturday evening's hour of power, you need to come and be a part of that. You will absolutely love that. And that starts at 7 p.m. And then, of course, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Let's have a great time in the Holy Ghost this weekend. And if the Lord comes, let's have a good time on the streets of gold. All right. 1 Samuel 15, verse number 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. We spoke on these things last week, but I thought we'd open with the same scripture. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So we have witchcraft because of rebellion, and we have idolatry as a result of stubbornness. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned. But I want you to see something in this verse. If one of these good-looking, handsome young men that are looking for a wife would go to my office and get Pastor a bottle of water, I would appreciate it.
He's just being obedient.
God's going to bless him with a good wife.
Amen.
I'm not looking at Sister Brown right now. She's going, no, 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 no. Something I want you to see here. Saul said unto Samuel, I've sinned, for I've transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words.
Thank you.
You see that? Saul is recognizing that he transgressed the word of the Lord and the words that his priest, his leadership, his pastor, shepherd. So he's transgressed in two ways. And I didn't put that in the word of the Lord, but it is in there. It's right there. And it's a very, very important scripture verse. And he said, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now we're going to hear a voice. And we're going to do what that voice tells us to do. It is just simply up to us to decide what voice we're going to listen to. Somebody said, well, you know, I don't have to listen to the preacher. I don't have to listen to God. I don't have to listen to anybody out there. And you don't. But you will. You will. Man. Now, there's not a whole lot of sin that you can get by me because I was involved in a whole lot of sin. I wish I had the testimony my wife has that she was raised in the church. But I don't have that testimony. And so I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I didn't invent cigarettes. So why did I start smoking them? Somebody talked me into it. I didn't invent Jack Daniels, Blue Ribbon beer. I don't even think they make it anymore. Colt 45. Hello? Can you believe Pastor did something that stupid? Well, people that are lost are looking for something. And before they find the Lord, they try stupid things. And all of us have done things. And I will remind you, though, that the things I'd done were over 30 years ago. So don't look at me funny. And so we need to understand that we're going to listen to a voice of some kind. And it's going to have persuasion over us. Why not listen to the voice of God? Why not listen to the man of God as he brings forth the word of God? Amen? And so that we can give God, everybody shout, praise. That's ultimately what he wants. But he doesn't want it to be plastic, and he doesn't want it to be make-believe, but he wants it to be real. And so we're here tonight to offer him real praise. If you would just lay your Bibles aside and just lift our hands. If you've never done this before, try it one time. You're going to like it. It's just a position of surrender to the Lord. Amen. It's just a simple position of surrender. I surrender all. And let's offer praise before we're seated just now for the Bible study. Let's just, oh, it's so good to hear those voices just sweeping over the auditorium. Amen. The rumble, the deep rumble of men's voices. Hallelujah. That delicate sound of precious ladies of God lifting their voices to the Lord. Children praising and magnifying. Young people worshiping God. Oh, what a delight that is to the Lord tonight. What a beautiful sight that is to the Holy Ghost tonight. What a precious thing that is to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you've stood for a while. God bless you as you're seated just now. Thank you. Thank you again for being here. Amen. What a presence of the Lord. I've felt it since I stepped into the door. The Holy Ghost, the presence of God, the Spirit of the Lord that is here is simply amazing tonight. Amen. I shared with somebody this past week how that rarity determines the value of any given substance. Rarity determines the value of a substance. That's why gravel is cheaper than diamonds. Because there's a lot of gravel out there. However, it's about to get it about the same price as diamonds. I need gravel right now in my driveway, and I'm still holding off because it costs so much. But the rarity of it, there's a rare item in our world and in our generation today, and it's true praise. Not just praise. Anybody can praise the Lord. I want you to understand that tonight. I'm not putting stipulation, regulation on praise, because the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise is the prerequisite to receiving whatever it might be that you need from God. Amen. The Lord can't move wooden Indians. That's right. And if it's dead, it's got to come alive. And if you want something from the Lord, you got to open your mouth and ask for it. You got to call on the name of Jesus. He will save those that will call on his name. Amen. And so we need to open our mouths and give him praise. But there is a true praise. True praise penetrates deeper than the lips. It goes deeper than your vocal cords. It goes to that dimension where the marrow and the bone is, and you can't really, they've never been able to determine exactly where the marrow starts and the bone ends. Amen. But true praise goes that deep. And so that's what we've been talking about here for the last couple of weeks. In Samuel 13 and 9, Samuel 13 and verse number 9, Samuel delayed his coming, and Saul got upset about it. Saul got upset. And he offered a sacrifice unto Jehovah that he had no business doing. And God rejected it. And not only rejected it, but now rejected Saul. Because Saul, you've got no business doing this. And when King Uzziah got upset and decided go into the temple to offer up sacrifice, and the priest said, it pertaineth not unto the king to offer up sacrifice. It's not your job. This is not what you're supposed to do. You're a king. Don't jump out of your place. He lifted up a censer and wanted to go in there, and God smote him right in the face with leprosy. So it just raised right up, the Bible says, in his face, and they ran him out, and he died living in a leper's colony or a leper's house. The rest of his life, he was a leper. If you don't know what leprosy is, that is an exterior cancer. It will eat your fingers off. It will eat your nose off. And just gobs of meat and flesh will come off of your face and all over your body eventually. And that's what happened to this man for not offering praise the way he was supposed to offer praise. Oh boy, it seemed like God gets seriously upset. No, God wants you to understand that he has a reason for the order of things. We feel like that in this grace dispensation that sometimes we can come in and offer praise over sin. Praise that regardless of the actions that we performed that day. And I'm talking to the saints of God here tonight. Regardless of what we've said, the attitude or the spirit that we've carried, the gossip, the hatred, the jealousy, the envy, regardless of all of that, we just march right in here and just begin to praise God. And if we're not careful, a spiritual leprosy is going to get a hold of us, and it will literally consume us to where we are nothing but a shell compared to what we used to be for the glory of God. Yes, I want you to offer praise, but I don't want you to offer it up to hide what you are. Let's praise Him because of what He has made us. Let's praise Him because of what He has done. Let's praise Him because of what He is doing. I'm not saying you're off limits to praise. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm just simply telling you today, don't use it for a shield or a cover up. If there's a need for repentance, guess what we need to do? Can I say something here as pastor right here on Tuesday night? I just felt checked in the Holy Ghost right when the service began. And I'm gonna say this because God's really dealing with me about this. We have new people in this church. There are many new people that are here right now. And not long ago, and this is all I'm going to say about it. Not long ago, our church went through some things with some folks. Let me say this to the church. Why would these new people have any business with you sharing what has happened? If a new convert can tell me everything that has happened in the last year of this church, then somebody's been gossiping. Somebody's been spreading news that they had no business. Don't come in here worshiping God if you've been up to that. Don't you even? That's not the first thing you do. The first thing you do is you go back to that brother or that sister and say, I had no business telling you that, because you're starting new with God and we want God to do great things for you. I shouldn't even have to bring this up, but the Holy Ghost put it on my heart for a reason. And people are getting quiet on me right now. There's no reason for you to keep dipping into the past. There's no reason for you to keep dragging that up. This church is going to the future. We're going to revival. We're climbing a mountain. And God is going to be the one that gives us our source. God's going to be our strength. The Holy Ghost is going to be our anointing. Is anybody with me tonight? Is anybody with me tonight? Praise God. Well, Pastor, it just came up. It don't just come up. It came up in your mind and you had to let it slide off of your tongue. I rebuke that and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's no reason for all of that. Amen. You let the past be the past because it don't ever last. But the future's on its way. And we're going to march right into the future with a fresh faith. I said a fresh faith. And we're going to march into the future with a fresh praise. Anybody got some fresh praise? Anybody got some fresh worship tonight? Some people are looking at me like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I say, hallelujah! Praise God. Amen. We're having a good time. And it's time to have a good time. It's time to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Now, all of us are going to make mistakes occasionally, and I'm not making excuse for sin. I did say mistakes. I'm not talking about premeditated, next Friday night I'm going to get drunk stuff. Hello? I'm talking about mistakes. All of us can make some mistakes. That's why repentance is available to us. But we're going to come and we're going to repent. We're going to pour blood all over it again. And when we repent, we're really going to repent. We're going to walk away from that which we have done. And we will not do it anymore. Why? So that when we come back to the house of God, we can give Him high praise. So that we can give Him all the praise, so that we can give Him all of the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because I'm going to reveal some things here to you in just a few moments. Now, I'm not trying to be severe, and I'm not trying to be too hard with you here tonight, but I'm trying to get us to understand that this worship and praise thing, it can't be something that's sloppy. Amen. It can't be something. Now, we've got patience with people just beginning to in the church and all of that. We've got plenty of patience for you. Hey, you know, there may be alcohol in your breath tonight. I'm glad you're here. Amen. That's right. You may have fresh drugs flowing through your veins right now, and you're unable to totally mentally focus on what I'm saying because of unlawful substance flowing through your body. But I am so glad that you're here, because that is a first step in the right direction. But for just a few moments, I'm talking to people that know better. I'm talking to people that have a greater understanding. I'm talking to people that have a greater knowledge. It's time to draw the line with a made up mind, stand on the rock, and make a grit gut determination that those things I used to do, I'm not going to do anymore. Those places I used to go, I'm not going to go anymore. Why? So not just so I can make heaven my home, but that I can come back to the house of God and give Him the right praise. It's unbelievable, isn't it, that we're talking about praise tonight and yet talking about all that other stuff. It can't. We've got to get away from the sloppiness and the haphazard and the junkiness. We can't just come in here and say, we're going to sing two songs and the choir's going to sing. And we need to understand what we're offering to God is more than sweat and human activity. Amen. And God, He won't accept it. He won't accept it. I'm going to give you scripture for it here in just a little bit. Are you with me tonight? Proverbs 15, 8 through 9, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. I did not say that. He said that. Proverbs 15, 8 and 9, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Did you hear that? God said, I don't care how sincere the wicked are. As far as I'm concerned, their sacrifice is an abomination to me and it will not be accepted. But the prayer of the upright, that's the person that's thinking right. Amen. That's that brand new convert. This might not be but your second service. And you still got issues in your life. But you're upright because you're going right. You're headed the right direction. I'm talking to people that have been that right direction and have turned back around and still want to offer praise. It will not be accepted. I told you this was going to be the year that we got a little hard, and we don't have much time left, so we got to finish out the year here with the Word of God, because I want us to get some stamina about us. I want us to get some grit about us, because there's empty seats in here. And listen, those empty seats are not going to be filled until you learn how to deal with the devil with one hand and help somebody else with the other one. When you're occupied full time, half living for God, half worshiping God, halfway praising God, halfway lifting up the Lord, then you don't have time in your busy schedule for someone else to come in and for you to nurture them. Amen. But if you have deep crying unto deep, and you're calling on the name of the Lord, that any given day is a day of prayer. Any given day is a time for the Word of God. Any given day is a time for repentance and calling on the name of Jesus. Then you're somebody that's going to obtain strength and vigor and vitality and anointing and spirit and power. And you're going to be more, the Bible said, than an overcomer. That means you'll be able to overcome for yourself and for someone else as well. Hello? Praise God. And so we need to understand this sincerity of worship and the sincerity of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. The wicked, not a person who is sinful. There's two different. The wicked are not the same as people that are sinful. The wicked are the ones that know better. The sinful, they don't know better yet. That's what I'm trying to say here. Make the differentiation here. Amen. The wicked are the people who have their heart set against God. And I've seen the devil do his work. I have seen the devil do his thing with people. I'm talking about charter members that have been in the church for years and watch seeds of wickedness begin to be sown and watch them with self-righteousness begin to blame it on everyone else but themselves. So they're not only dealing with wickedness now, they're dealing with their self-righteousness. And then pride kicks in and says, I need to have my way because I've got the heartbeat of things around here and I know what should be done. I know. That preacher don't know what he's talking about. Now you've got a third issue. If you'll remember correctly, you truly heard from God when you were humble. You truly heard from God when your face was on the carpet a lot of times and your tears made the carpet wet. But now you've learned and now you've grown and now you've graduated and we don't need to pray like that anymore. And we don't need to worship and praise God like that anymore. And now we've arrived at this place to where that be careful because that is wickedness. And if we're not careful, even as saints of God, we'll come to the house of God and we'll cover that with our worship. Cover all of that with our praise. We'll cover that counseling everybody. Oh, tell me, I know I've got the answer. I'm smart. I'm wise. I know God. And so that's wickedness. And I want you to be able to understand that's the craftiness of the enemy trying to come in and sowing seeds. And those seeds will grow. Those seeds will take you right out of the house of God and put you on a path that is not on the will of God. And eventually you lose your walk with God. And you're still not even aware that you did anything. It's the craftiness of the enemy to sow seeds of wickedness. Here's where I'm getting at here tonight. The gift is always an extension of the giver. Now let's go deep. I said the gift is always an extension of the giver. So it doesn't matter what I know about you or what I don't know about you. It doesn't matter what your wife, husband, brothers, sisters, anybody knows about you or what they don't. God knows everything. And so whatever you come in here and offer up to Him is an extension of what you really are. That's why He says there's some praise I don't accept, and there's some praise I will. Some of you understand what I'm saying here tonight. Because it is an extension of who you are. Amen. And we're going to shout and run the aisles. We're going to have a good time and watch people speak in tongues for the first time in their lives this coming Sunday. But tonight, we're going to get something that's going to carry us another 20 years. We're going to get something that's going to keep us, motivate us, and give us strength. We're gnawing on meat tonight. I wonder if we could lift our hands and offer Him praise. Would you lift your hands and offer Him praise? Would you lift your hands and offer Him worship tonight? Amen. Remember now, what you're offering Him is an extension of what you are in your mind, what you think about, in your heart, in your spirit. Amen. That's what you're offering Him. You cannot offer Him anything other than yourself. And so let's offer that. If we have a problem with it, just keep them up for a moment. If you have a problem with it, if you don't know, if you're not sure, why don't you ask Him right now? Lord, make it clean. Holy Ghost, make it pure. Master, wash it out. Lord, flow through it. God, in the name of Jesus, cleanse it. Keep it, wash it, anoint it. Your glory, God. Your will, Your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our coat of dress, the way we look, women, your hair, men, your hair. Hallelujah. Your dress, the clothes you wear, all of this. This is not a UPC thing. This is a God thing. You hear me preach it, you hear me teach it, and go do the opposite thing. And you come in here and you want to offer something. You're offering rebellion. You're offering stubbornness. And the Lord said, I will not accept it. That's why prayers go unanswered. That's why healings do not happen in your local vicinity, around you, in your atmosphere. That's why homes can get confused and things come apart and things don't work out. Jobs are lost and all manner of that. Not every time a job is lost is it wickedness. And not every... I really need some sensitivity here tonight for you to understand what Pastor's trying to say. I just know this, that if it's righteousness in there, if it's goodness in there, it's the love of God in there, if it's obedient to the man of God, if it's obedient to the word of God, hallelujah, then I do know things are going to pick up. Things are going to get better. Amen. Lives are going to be saved. Souls are going to be reached. Children are going to come back to God. Because just as your worship and praise is an extension of who you are, that you're pushing and shoving up to God every day, that so are your children. Now, your children are always going to take it to another level. Always. They're always. When my pastor laid his hands on my sons and he anointed and blessed them when they were dedicated as babies, he said, now, Brother Marshburn, he said, I'm going to tell you right now, these boys are going to be blessed beyond you. Ooh, I felt something rush from my nose to my toes. Because when God saved me, I feel like He only saved a half life. Because a lot of my life was spent in sin. But when He saved my boys, He saved them from infancy. Hallelujah. And He got a whole life. But God can use anybody. God can bless anybody. God can save anybody. And He will. Hallelujah. And I don't want to be confusing here tonight. For some reason, I feel as though I am. But I just want you to know that this evening, the Spirit of the Lord is moving on us and telling us that what you're shoving up into my nose, you know, praise is like the incense in the Old Testament. Come on. Prayer is like the incense of the Old Testament, that smoke that went up to the nostrils of God. The Lord is telling us tonight that what you shove up my nose every day is an extension of who you are. And your children and your family is an extension of what you are. When they see you rebel and you say a little bit, well, they're going to rebel much more than that. And God forbid, and God only knows what their children are going to do. Hello? I know a man that is a great man of God. His son was one of my very best friends in church. His son lost his walk with God and got out and backslid and was married, had children. His child, this apostolic pastor's grandson, was finally allowed to go visit Grandpa. He was about 10, 11 years old. He went and visited Grandpa. He called his daddy, that apostolic pastor's son. He called his daddy that night. He said, "Daddy, you got to come get me." He said, "How come?" He said, "Man, they're crazy with this church. Man, they run everywhere. They jump up and down." He said, "I was afraid somebody was going to get hurt." He said, "I was afraid they were going to hurt me." One generation and doesn't even have a clue what being apostolic is already in one generation. Why? Because the stuff that somebody was putting in God's nose represented what they really were. And he said, "I just can't go there. Can't go there." I didn't mean to get this deep tonight. I really didn't. I was just going to give you a little Bible study about praise. But there's somebody in here that needs some brokenness. Somebody needs some brokenness. Something needs to be broken. Hallelujah. I'm your pastor. And I've heard you shout your amens when you knew you were guilty and you sat there and you just covered it up with your amens. When there's family members that are counting on you, there's people, there's young people, there's moms and dads and people that are counting on your brokenness, and there's nothing broken. It's still the same as it was 10 years ago. And you're like, "Amen, amen. My God, can't you tell? What when you offer that to God, you're offering Him an extension of that rebellion and that have-to spirit. I know you preach it. I know you teach it. But I can't help. Yes, you can help it. You've got the same Holy Ghost I've got. I'm just calling on this church tonight. Amen. We may lose some folks. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm just calling on this church tonight to stand your ground. And let's go back to the old landmarks. Let's go back to apostolic revival. Let's go back to our heritage. Let's go back to the anointing. Let's go back to where it's not a program, to where it's not just a list of songs, and it's not just this certain one and that certain one doing certain things, but it's the presence of God. I'm going to the house of God. I'm going to be in the Spirit of the Lord on the Lord's day, and when I praise Him, He's going to see me for who I really am. God is serious about how stuff gets offered. Well, if I make a mistake and I do something wrong and I chose the wrong way, am I cut off forever? Absolutely not. It said His prayer is an abomination. Didn't say anything about His repentance. But it did say His prayer is. Hallelujah. See, what happens is the wicked get in a lot of trouble. And then you say, "Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me, God." And God says, "No. You got the wrong guy. What you're doing is an abomination to me. I need to forgive you before I can help you." The Lord is saying, because if I help you before I forgive you, you'll live the rest of your life without ever asking me forgiveness again. And I need forgiveness more than I need help. "The multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord, I am full of the burnt offerings." I'm full of your burnt offerings. Listen, I'm reading the Word of God. He said, "I'm full of your rams and the fat of your dead beast. I delight not in the blood of bullocks, of lambs, or of the he-goats." Wait a minute, God. You're the one that orchestrated all of this stuff. You're the one that designed all of this. You told us to bring our bulls and goats and cattle. I'm talking Old Testament. Now in the New Testament, you told us to bring the hallelujahs and the praise the Lords and the sacrificial offerings and all of you told us to have all of that and to bring all of that. And yet you're saying it's making me sick. It's an abomination. Because the sacrificial system that the Lord instituted You didn't get the principle behind it. So it's become a ritual. It's become a routine. It's become a robotic program. You just function with it, but you are divorced from it. In other words, people in the Old Testament, Brother Randy, they got to where, oh Lord, it's the Sabbath day again, get the goat. They did what they were supposed to do. But where was their heart in it? All right, kids, get in here and get ready. It's time to go to church. I'm telling you, that doesn't smell very good to God. That's not what He's trying to sniff out in here. He wants to hear some, hey, kids, guess what? Tonight's church night. Hey, baby, we get to go to church. Give me five. We get to go and worship God. We get to go delight ourselves in the voice of the Lord. We get to go hear another sermon that's going to take us up another ring of the ladder. We get to shout it out. We get to dance about. We get to run about. We get to leap about. We get... The reason you feel good right now is because that's the kind of praise God accepts. That's the kind of praise God needs. That's the kind of praise He's looking for. I don't want it to get old. I don't want it to get mundane. But I want my sacrifice of praise to be praise that is acceptable. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're offering sacrifices to God. And praise, adoration, thanksgiving, worship. We've got to be in the sacrifice. There's the key. We have got to be intermingled into the sacrifice. As if we were the sacrifice ourselves. We can no longer separate ourselves from what we are offering God. You say, I want to offer you my praise. When you say that, you need to be saying, I'm offering you me and my praise. When I come to the altar, I'm coming to offer this, me. Because it's all I have. It's all I know. I know everything about this. And believe me right now, this needs to be sacrificed with praise. I need to bring this. And I don't need to bring it reluctantly. I could care less about what anybody thinks when I pile up on an altar. That's between me and God. Amen. And I just feel that there's somebody's ministry needs to go to another dimension. Somebody's walk with God needs to go to another dimension. And somebody's realization of who Jesus is. All of the above will take a paradigm shift and go into another dimension if you'll receive what I'm saying here tonight. With gladness in your heart and not rebellion anymore and not with stubbornness anymore. You'll never get the glory God wants to give you out of a bottle. Praise God. He's the stuff that you wanted. Amen. Watch what the Lord said. Isaiah 1:11. I delight not in the blood of bullocks or lambs, he goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? In other words, the Lord said, who said you could come in here and offer bulls and lamb and your heart not even be in it? You're coming into my house like it was a drudgery, like it's a pain in the neck. Like you wish to God you didn't have to come to church that day. Bring no more vain obligations, incense, and don't bring any more of that prayer because the Lord said it's an abomination. Hallelujah. Lord, you're the one that told us to bring the incense. Yes, I am. But what you don't understand was I was trying to set up a system. Just like our church is a system. We have a building. We have chairs. We have carpet. We have air conditioning. We're not coming out here to a mud hole every Sunday. We're not coming out here to the weather every Sunday. God prepared a system, put it all together. But He never intended you to come in here and just sit there. Because he could care less about what color the walls are, what kind of lighting we have, what kind of speakers we're using. He could care less about the dimensions of this pulpit, but he cares everything about the dimension of this temple. This is the temple. This is the temple that he's concerned about. So don't come in the temple and let the real temple slide by. But let's bring the real temple to the... Let's bring the real temple to the presence of the Lord and offer sacrifice that is pleasing to him. Are you with me? Look at someone and say, the man's in the Bible. Isaiah 1:13, bring no more vain oblations, incense, abominations to me, the new moons, the Sabbath, the callings of the assemblies. He said, I cannot away with it. It's iniquity. Even the solemns and the Sabbaths, the calling of a sin, all of this. Your new moons, verse 14, he said, your new moons and your appointed feasts. He said, my soul hateth. He doesn't hate the new moon. He doesn't hate the Sabbath. What he was hating was the way that they were honoring it. There was no honor. Lord, you're the one that set it up. I know I did, but you divorced yourself from its meaning. Oh, God. I don't want to divorce myself from the praise that I offer him. I don't want to divorce myself from the holiness that he is offering to me. I don't want to divorce myself from the standards that God wants to appoint to his church. I don't want to divorce myself from the teaching, the truth, the anointing, the spirit. There's 150,000 things I do not want to divorce myself away from God from tonight. And so with my arms lifted up, I receive them so that I can lift them back up through my praise. I want to hear somebody say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You think I'm impressed? The Lord is saying, you think I'm impressed with that? I'm not impressed with that. I want you. He's saying, I want you. This building's not going in the rapture, but you are. This building's not going in the rapture, but I am. I'm telling you tonight, the Lord is saying, I want you. Would somebody offer you? Not just hallelujah. No, not just praise the Lord, not just thank you, Jesus, but come on now, let's offer you. Let's offer you. This, I hope nobody feels awkward about this. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'm offering me, Lord. I'm offering me. Not just praise, not just hallelujah, not just thank you, Jesus, but I'm offering me. When I say praise the Lord, my whole being is saying praise the Lord. My whole inside and out is saying, I will be obedient to you. I will honor you. I will trust you. I will walk in your precepts and your concepts, your principles, the preaching, the teaching. I will. This is what I'm offering tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Put away the evil and the doings from before mine eyes, the Lord said. Cease to do evil. Verse 17, learn to do well. Amen. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Hallelujah. Verse 18, come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. 19, if you be willing and obedient. If you be willing and obedient. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. It's going to be good when you get obedient. It's going to get so good when you get obedient. Yay, hallelujah. You shall eat the good of the land, but if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. Hallelujah. David and Solomon were successful builders for God. Why? Because according to 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, God showed David by the Spirit the pattern of the house. I want you to get this now. He showed David by the Spirit how to build the house. And he gave that pattern to Solomon, his son. And so here comes Solomon, and he builds the house that is right in the eyes of God. Why? Because it was passed down from David. David made his mistakes. He couldn't build the house of God, but he had the pattern, and he gave it to his boy. Are you passing down something, or are we just shoving stuff up? I said, are we passing down things? Are we just shoving whatever we have up to God on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Saturday, Tuesday, Monday through Friday? Hello? Amen. We've got to offer the sacrifice of praise. It's got to be real and it's got to be right. Amen? And victories will come. Overcoming will take place. Anointing will break yokes. Walls and barriers will be broken down. As I am saying this, I'm seeing faces, because I'm pastor and I know. But I'm seeing faces where walls are literally just falling and crumbling and the dust is pluming up. And when the dust settles, I see a big smile on your face as if you're saying, I did it. Pastor, I did it, and God came through for me. I did it. I did it like you said. I live it like you say live it. I love it like you say love it. I give it like you say give it. And now look what the Lord is doing. I see barriers broken. I see walls being torn down. I see families with victory. I see children that you thought would never be saved coming in, speaking in tongues, getting their wives and families back. I see it all coming to pass if we can just offer the praise that He is hungry for. Oh, Micah 4:1, but in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. Hallelujah. In other words, the Lord is saying, finally, there are going to be some people in the last days that get it. Finally, they get it. Hallelujah. They've had it from Genesis to Revelation, and they've had generation after generation. And finally, I'm going to have a people that get it. And they could care less about the world. They're not going to come in and make up their own religion. They're not going to come in and make up their own individual rules. But they're going to walk alike. They're going to talk alike. They're going to act alike. Because our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we will be the same today, tomorrow, and forever. He said, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. Well, I've got something to tell Him. I am yours, and I will always be yours, and I change not. You know what I want to do? I'm sorry. It never turns out to be normal Bible study. I'm tired of apologizing, but men, stand right back up. Men, if you would, just stand right back up. Brother Scarborough, I want you to walk up and down that aisle right across here facing these people, and I want you to extend your arms, and I want you to throw anointing all over them. Amen. Just anointing. I want it to arc right out of your fingers. Brother James Gass, help me. Amen. Step out. Guys, men, step out. If there's a lady that would like to join us, I don't care. It's time to jump out of the box. It's time to get out and throw out some praise that offers up an extension of what we really are. Amen. I want prayer. I want praise. I want anointing. I want spirit. I want fervency. I want the presence of the Lord to tear down strongholds. People are addicted. People are afflicted. And they need recovery. They don't need religion. They don't need your plastic religion. They need a real people of God. The Lord designed the church, but now we're turning, this generation is turning the church into the Lord. Let Him in the house. Let Him in this house. Let him in this house. Turn him loose and let him go. Everybody's praying. Everybody's lifting their voices. Hallelujah. While they're doing that, if you need to repent, please repent. If you need to turn your life over to God, would you please turn your life over to God? Women, come on. Turn all your adorning over to God. Men, come on. Turn your pride over to God. Turn it all over to the Lord. Let it be the outward appearance of a godly nature and a godly spirit. Let it turn gray. It ain't gonna kill you. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of the Lord move on you. You'll find out that you'd rather see hordes of people born again of the water and of the Spirit than to see yourself look 6 months or younger. Come on. Come on. Let God go. Turn Him loose. We're feeling it. This is a sovereign move of God. We don't need keyboard tonight. We don't need drums tonight. We got the Holy Ghost invading this house. We got the Holy Ghost invading this house. We got the supernatural presence of the Lord undergirding us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 My Lord, my God, Holy Ghost, your power, your spirit, your anointing. In the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of Jesus, by the power of God, come on, release your faith and believe God to let something be released in you. Hallelujah. Look inward right now. Look inward. We'll do outreach Saturday or Friday or Thursday. But we're doing inreach tonight. Look inside. Is there something that's covered like a shell? Is there something that you keep covered and you will not let it out? Tonight is the night to release it and let that junk go. Let it go. So you can offer praise. So you can offer praise. So you can offer praise. Real, genuine praise. Praise from me. Praise from my spirit. Praise from my heart. Hallelujah. 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 Church, just reach out just a little longer. I'm telling you, it might not be you that needs it, but somebody's receiving something they need tonight. Ha-ha! Hallelujah! Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory, the praise, the honor, the thanks, all the worship. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. I love you, Lord. 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 Somebody's going to see a new tomorrow. Somebody's going to see a new sunrise in the morning. Somebody's going to see fresh blue clouds. Praise God. Praise God. Home's going to be a happier home. Family's going to be a happier family. As we recognize tonight the goodness of God, the mercy of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Tonight, 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 tonight. Wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful God. Holy Ghost. I thank God tonight for true repentance, real, genuine repentance. Oh, I'm bringing the sacrifice of praise to you, Lord. I'm bringing the sacrifice of praise to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody shout, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a friend, what a hope, what a help we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just keep your voice. Call on the name of the Lord for here for just a moment. Praise God. Praise God. Holy Ghost, I'm asking you in Jesus' name right now, God, to minister to this precious sister. Lord Jesus, lock your loving arms around this handmaiden of God tonight and bless her mightily, Lord, with your spirit. God, meet the need according to your riches and glory, and we will give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, and the thanks. For mighty is the name of the Lord, my God. Mighty and wonderful is the name of the Lord, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We cannot live without Him. We cannot have our existence without Him. Amen. We've got to stop thinking we can have the church without God. We can have worship without God. We can do all this stuff without being real. We can't think like that. We've seen it all through the Word of God, how they were destroyed and how they lost everything and became nothing. And so we cannot have that. We're offering an extension of ourselves as we offer praise to God. That's what our praise is. Our praise is who we are and what we are. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together and look to the Lord. I'm going to pray for you. Holy Ghost, I pray that you would put your hand of anointing upon every individual in the house of God tonight. That you would walk with them and talk with them and lead them, guide them. Let men be men and take a stand for the truth. Let our women humble themselves in the presence of God, that you may use them and flow through them, Lord, in a very intimate way. Let our young people, Lord, become obedient to the Scripture and love God and love the Word and love worship and reach the lost and do great exploits for the kingdom of God while they're young and have energy and strength. God, give them vision. Hallelujah. Give them purpose and desire. Give them great drive in Jesus' name. We love you tonight. Thank you for all of this. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. God richly blesses you. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord.